BBC News with Neil Nunes. The US and Israel have said they're moving into a new phase of their war on Iran. The US Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the amount of firepower over Iran was about to surge dramatically.
If you think you've seen something, just wait. The amount of combat power that's still flowing, that's still coming, that we'll be able to project over Iran is a multiples of what it currently is right now when you add up our capabilities and those of the Israeli Defense Forces.
Both militaries appeared to step up their attacks on Iranian cities on Thursday with explosions in the capital Tehran and elsewhere. The head of U.S. Central Command said Iran's current and future missile capabilities are being destroyed. President Trump has promised further measures to tackle oil prices, which have risen in the wake of the U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran. He didn't give details, but the United States has already said it would escort tankers through the Strait of Hormuz and offer cheaper insurance to ship owners. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he needed to be personally involved in selecting Iran's next leader. And as our correspondent Tom Bateman reports, he said much has been accomplished in the 6 days of the military campaign.
He set out a list of what he said were the accomplishments so far. He said that in the view of US forces, some two-thirds of Iran's missiles and launchers had now been wiped out by that massive aerial bombardment. He also said that the Iranians had been calling him, he said, but it was too late. He said it was the Americans that were now the ones that wanted to fight more than the Iranians. And he made another call to the entire military structure of the Iranian regime, calling for its surrender.
The Israeli military says it's begun striking Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut's southern suburbs. An Israeli evacuation order had sent people fleeing in chaos, with massive traffic jams on the outskirts of Beirut suburbs. About half of the city is now under threat of more bombing. President Trump has sacked his Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. She was one of his most high-profile cabinet members with her harsh rhetoric on immigrants and her love of photo opportunities. Daniel Bush has more from Washington.
This is a big shakeup. Kristi Noem was the face of Trump's immigration agenda here in the U.S. Kristi Noem was out on the streets, you know, showing herself enforcing a crackdown on undocumented immigrants. She has courted controversy, however, and it had become increasingly clear that she had lost support from some Republicans. And this is the first significant high-level shakeup in Trump's second term in office.
This is the World News from the BBC. The U.S. Defense Department has designated the artificial intelligence firm Anthropic as a supply chain risk for refusing to allow its technology to be used for mass domestic surveillance or fully autonomous weapons. It's the first time an American company has been given the label, which has previously been applied to Chinese and Russian companies. President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine says the United States has asked Ukraine for help in repelling Iranian-made Shahed drones in the Middle East. Ukraine has designed cheap and effective drone interceptors as it tries to fend off massive Russian bombardments. Mr. Zelensky has proposed to U.S. allies in the Middle East that Ukraine is open to swapping interceptor drones for some of their air defense missiles that Kyiv needs. The U.S. State Department says it's restoring diplomatic and consular relations with Venezuela. Washington said the move was focused on promoting stability, supporting economic recovery, and creating conditions for a peaceful transition to a democratically elected government. More now from Ione Wells.
While diplomatic relations have been improving since the U.S.'s military raid on Venezuela in January, this announcement marks a hugely symbolic step. The U.S. Embassy in Caracas has already reopened after it closed in 2019, and the U.S. has appointed a new diplomat here. Sources told the BBC that further diplomatic staff from the U.S. Embassy in Bogotá are expected to redeploy to Caracas shortly. This will make it much easier for officials to negotiate face-to-face and provide consular services.
Parliamentarians in the Czech Republic have rejected a motion to strip the Prime Minister and the Speaker of Parliament of their immunity from prosecution. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš is facing a $2 million fraud charge from 2007 over an EU subsidy he allegedly received. He denies wrongdoing.